And we're back with another edition of the American Cattleman Podcast. This is Dustin Hector, and I'm going to get this ride started. The American Cattleman Podcast is produced by the American Cattleman Magazine, and we're glad you're here. Before we get too deep, here's a brief word from one of our sponsors, Rawhide Portable Corral.
We understand cattle. That's why the world's first hydraulic corral just keeps getting better. Our system is simple, flexible, and durable. Built to keep your cattle operations easy and trouble-free. All the best features of a portable system with unmatched customer service is why Rawhide is often imitated, never duplicated. The Rawhide Portable Corral.
Just ahead, we have American Cattleman Podcast host Chap Ramsey, and he sits down with Dr. Aaron Massener with Ag Sites out of Allora, Ontario, Canada. Dr. Massener will share with us a little bit about the history of Ag Sites and how they use the data that is captured to inform and provide insights to producers. But first, another word from our sponsors at Shorty's Cowboy Hattery.
It's way more than just a hat. It's a piece of American tradition. We're talking about Shorty's Cowboy Hattery, the finest handmade hats in the country. Founded by National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame, Lavona Shorty Coger. For over 30 years, Shorty's Cowboy Hattery has covered the heads of rodeo stars, music stars, working ranch cowboys, and folks that just want to look like one. Shorty's hats remain world famous and are sought after for their attention to detail, intricate sewing process, and signature beaver fur and beaver fur blends. You gotta get you one, or two. Visit shortieshattery.com because you deserve the best.
Now here is Chap Ramsey.
Hey, welcome back to the American Cattleman Podcast. My name's Chap Ramsey. Great to have you along for the ride again today. With me from Ag Sites is Dr. Aaron Messender. And I am really interested in this story, because you're out of Canada, right?
We are, yep.
Welcome to Florida. It's a lot warmer here, right?
It is. Yeah. It's a nice change.
Yeah. So tell me about this company. Aaron, what is it that you all do?
Yeah, for sure, Chap. So Ag Sites is a not-for-profit member cooperative. We're based out of Allora, Ontario. But we do work with producers and agri-food businesses throughout North America and beyond. Our main focus is really bridging the connection between data capture and collection and being able to provide insights for producers and other agri-food businesses to help them inform their decision making.
So when we're talking about decision making, we were, my buddy Gail McKinney, who's a publisher of American Cattleman Magazine, you know, we always said the data is king. If you've got the data, you can understand how to move forward with almost anything. And we're going to get into that. But I want to dive into this nonprofit angle. You know, most businesses are businesses, and they say, hey, we're in it for the cash. But a nonprofit, how did that happen?
Well, back in the early 90s, Ag Sites was formed, so we've been in operation for 30 years, and we were really given this mandate to be able to provide genetic evaluation services for beef cattle producers in Ontario. And from there, as we work together collaboratively with different industry groups and associations, we've taken on a few different hats over the years and kind of grown our service offerings, but at the core, it's really about providing value to our members.
And how do you do that? I mean, how do you provide that value?
It's, yeah,
obviously through the data, but what does that teach a producer?
Yeah, so we have a few different software solutions. BioTrack Plus is a herd management software, which works for cow-calf operations, collecting data right from birth to sale or death on individual animals, and then at the same time, feeding that information in so that we can actually create genetic evaluations for the herd so the producers can use that information to make their culling and selection decisions to work towards improving the profitability of their operation.
So they can take a look at this data and decide whether or not they got to do replacement heifers, right? And what breed?
soybean.
Yep.
Can it be breed specific?
Yeah, so Eggsite's genetic evaluation system is across breeds. So it basically is able to compare the genetic merit of different breeds of cattle on an even scale. So you know that the ones that rank top in your herd are the top regardless of the breed. And it also is helpful for commercial producers that don't necessarily run one breed or potentially have a crossbreeding program as well.
Right. What other services do you offer?
Yeah, so we also have an inventory and sales tracking solution called BioLinks. And the purpose of BioLinks is to make it easy for small to medium agri-food businesses to manage their sales and inventory processes. So that one started as basically trying to help small kind of farm gate sales as well as processors, local processors, to be able to market their products. And it's kind of grown over time from there. So you can manage your invoicing, your customers, your price lists, and also integrate with an online store so that you can sell globally, or maybe not globally, but you can
regionally
sell
regionally
or
nationally,
beyond the store.
So let me ask you a question about that. If I've got a ranch to table business, and I'm, you know, and that's a big deal now.
It really is.
Or a ranch to restaurant business, I could use this software to be able to manage, invoice, and do all of the paperwork required, correct?
Yes, for sure. And the best part is you can integrate the two softwares together so that you're really connecting the data throughout your own value chain. So you can inform based on your customers' feedback on products the direction of your management and genetic improvement program on farm as well.
Now, how did you all come up with this? I mean, there's got to be a starting point. 30 years ago, I mean, there's got to be a starting point where somebody said, you know, if we could create something that's going to help producers understand the data and utilize that, how did this come about?
Great question. So it started back in the 90s, like I mentioned, and the idea really was central around genetic improvement. And to be able to actually offer genetic evaluations, you need the data to be able to feed into a genetic evaluation system. So because of that, we worked with our local Cattlemen's Association in Ontario to actually develop a herd management software that would then be able to capture the data we needed to feed into our genetic evaluation system. And then from there, BioLinks was an interesting fit because if we can get the actual grading information and the consumer preferences of meat products,
right,
that's a whole nother level of phenotypes that can feed into a genetic evaluation system in the future.
It's amazing. Now, you're based in Canada.
We are, yep.
But you're here in Florida for NCBA. I imagine you're doing business all over.
We have clients across Canada and the U.S., including some agri-food businesses right from like California to east. We also provide genetic evaluation services for a few different industry groups that are located around the world.
I was going to say, you know, one of the things I think is amazing about this is Europe is going through all kinds of changes there, and how much this would be available to them should they, you know, should they make the decision to jump in and improve their herd prospects.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So what's your PhD in?
It is in livestock genetics. So focused on genomic selection and actually integrating genotype SNP panel data in order to more accurately predict the genetic merit of livestock.
You would, maybe you wouldn't be surprised, but I talk to producers all across America, and I'm hearing from them lots of what you're talking about. They're talking about genetics, and they're talking about watching the data from their cow-calf herd to make wise decisions on what to crossbreed and what not to do, and depending on the territory that they're at. So I hear this a lot from producers, and you've got the answer.
I don't know what the answer, but we're asking the questions and we're working with producers to help move towards kind of increasing the profitability and sustainability of their operations.
Aaron, what have you learned in your time with this group? What's been the most surprising thing that's come to you?
Excellent question. I think one of the things that we sometimes take for granted as geneticists coming from the academia sphere is that, like, the boots on the ground data collection needs to be easy and it needs to be seamless. So that's one thing that I've really taken as my time in Ag Sites is how we can better connect data together so that producers don't need to enter data in multiple places or have very manual processes to be able to actually use the data they collect on their operation.
This is going to surprise a lot of people who are not in the beef industry, because when we're talking about this high level of information coming back to a cattleman, that, you know, a lot of city folks are going to look at this and go, wow, I had no idea that it was this deep and this structured and this scientific, right? I mean, I don't think people understand that for the most part, but that's driving the new cattle business, I would imagine, yeah?
It is, yes.
Final question for you, Aaron, and thanks for spending some time with us on Ag Sites. This is, I think this is an incredible story. As you move forward, what do you see this burgeoning? I mean, getting up to be a much bigger deal than what it is now?
I do. With the invention of kind of like genomic selection, we're seeing a lot of potential to influence our cow herd in the country. And where I see things going is really a more emphasis on connectedness between data and actually less silos between different aspects of operations, whether that's our feedlock sector and our cow-calf sector, or it's our consumers. Bringing more data together can only improve the information we're able to provide to producers, and in turn, the value that they gain from collecting data.
And that's the important word, value. If you can show value and you can assist these producers in putting together a better yield, hey, that's a win-win.
It is.
Good for you. Aaron, thanks so very much for spending time with us here on the American Cattleman Podcast. I certainly do appreciate it. You're a very smart woman, and I just love talking to smart people. This is good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
A special thanks to Dr. Aaron Massener from Ag Sites for taking some time at the NCBA CattleCon show to chat with us today. Special thanks to our sponsors, Rawhide Portable Corral and Shorty's Cowboy Hattery. We hope you enjoyed your time with us. For more information or to listen to previous episodes, visit our website, www.americancattleman.com, or check us out on social media by simply searching American Cattleman. Until next time, make sure the gate is always closed.